It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den. The show that is better than finding a pot of homophobia at the end of the rainbow. It's always good. Yeah, it's a good one. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. We're going to let Pip savor that one.
Yes, that was a good one.
Thank you.
A pot of homophobia.
A pot of homophobia.
Oh, stir that up. Oh,
yep.
That's nice and thick.
I like it. You serve it. When you stir it, it's very gay of you. Den Pen, join it. Go to davincomedy.com. Click on air. No, click live broadcast. Number 845-986-8804. I be Davin Rosenblatt. That be Pip Felix.
Hi, everybody.
In week three of the illness.
Oh,
four. Week four. We'll get there. Show is out. On the show, a deaf man sues Pornhub because not all of their videos are closed captioned. We'll have Dave Harris of Dave's Custom Media. He'll join us for that. Dave's always a favorite of the show. Like it, get Dave's takes. He'll call in and talk about that. Christian school expels a 15-year-old girl for having a picture with her rainbow birthday cake while wearing a rainbow shirt. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is giving away pens as a party favor after she signed the articles of impeachment. The Olympics are banning protests. Comics in the news as Hank Azaria announces he'll no longer voice Apu on The Simpsons. Racist signs for sale in an antique shop. Yield racist signs. A homeowners association won't allow an orphan teen to live with his grandparents. Drunks in the news as, are you ready for El Chapo beer? And on the Afterbirth show, a man wants to settle his legal problems the old-fashioned way with a duel. So we're going to do a lot of topics tonight. We don't often do these, but we'll just, a lot of headlines, a lot of interesting stories this week. So we will get to that. But Pip is in now day four of the illness.
Week four.
That won't kill her yet.
It won't. It's trying. We've been struggling to the duel to the end.
Well, I feel like the illness underestimated you.
Yeah,
it looked at you as a soft target, but you're not going quietly into the good night.
No, I mean I refuse to completely go down.
That's why Mr. Helix actually meets you on the floor. It's not going down if there's actually no going down. You're going sideways, baby.
You're already there.
Yeah, exactly. You still have your pride, and I get my dick sucked.
Yeah, you know what? That works for everybody. Everybody happy.
Listen, if the end result is the same, I'm willing to make you happy. Yeah. I'm willing to meet you in my middle.
There you go. Unfortunately for Dab.
Sorry, live listeners. We're just having...
Sorry.
Just our system's not working properly tonight. It hasn't really been this finicky in a while, but where we last left off, Pip was on my floor.
Yeah. Yeah, for those listening at home. No, I was stretching out. I was not...
That's what I make them call it. No, stretching out.
I was not meeting Davin for the deed on the floor.
No, I came to you. You know, I'm the host. It's nice.
It's nice every once in a while if you're accommodating.
Am accommodating. I know you're playing hurt.
Yes.
I mean, things still need to be done, but I will make them easier for you.
Thank you.
That's what I do.
Thanks.
That's not like Joe is here to pick up the slack.
No, or pick me up off the floor.
No.
I had to do it all by myself, which is really obnoxious.
Well, so what's going on?
You're talking about as far as the illness that won't die or just like stuff in general?
What do you want to start with?
Well, the illness that won't die is boring. I'm going to go to the doctor again and say, will you take a look at this crap? Because this is not dying. It's trying to kill me. And you
have no idea what it is?
No. Well, I mean, symptom-wise, I'm coughing like crazy. Mm-hmm. And, the old post-nasal drip. And ugly, ugly things are coming out of me. I'm tapping to my mic. No. Oh, there it goes. No, I'm eating the mic, and it's just not registering very high. Maybe there's a...
You're talking very low tonight.
Yeah.
You're barely registering on this.
Oh, sorry. I'm
there,
being a low talker.
Keep talking.
All right. Well, the thing is that I'm just... Well, sorry. I'm going to be, as Davin likes to say, I'm I'm struggling with dicks, and that's why I have to keep.
I don't think I've ever said you've struggled with dicks.
I don't actually struggle.
No,
but
the dicks struggle to get away.
They do.
Get in my mouth.
Get out of here. I wasn't done.
I understand.
Yeah,
you will be completed.
So. No, it's just obnoxious, and there are just things coming out of me that
all right, yeah,
should not be happening.
One month of this.
Yeah, so I'm like, no, that shouldn't be that color.
And they said it was the flu.
Well, first I just had a cold or something, and then I had the flu, and now the flu is over, but I still don't feel good, and I was feeling a little better yesterday. I sound terrible.
You do.
I sound much worse than I feel, but I'm feeling it today. You know, I'm like anxious for bed. You know, and not in the way Mr. Helix likes to hear that.
Yeah, at this point, Mr. Helix just wants you to fucking stop snoring through the middle of the night.
Oh no, he's just like he just wants me to stop breathing
just
through the
die!
Night.
Just
die already.
Die.
Get
we get it. It's a month. For your
drag
next trip.
It out.
Yeah. Well, as usual, I feel like you need better physicians.
Well, there's a whole group, and I've been
to we've been through this. Maybe the group sucks. Maybe there's one outstanding member of the group, but you know what? Sometimes one out.
I haven't hit him yet.
Yeah. All right. Then you know what? The group sucks. Well, not every group gets a hit.
Well, I think one of the problems is that this is the season where everyone gets ill, so everyone's struggling for attention.
It's a fucking group. That shouldn't be an issue. That's what they're doctors there all the time.
Oh, no. Their practice is rocking and rolling right now. Their appointments are full, baby.
Well, sure, yeah, because people have to keep coming back because they don't get well.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's sort of like planned obsolescence with cars.
Jesus
and,
Christ, the and, fucking words tonight. You with obsolescence, my beloved scammer girlfriend with a pistol.
Yeah.
But not like a gun pistol. I've never had this with one of my scammers go. She's using words I don't know.
Well,
and it's got to be her second language.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
No, she whipped out the dictionary and the thesaurus and everything
good,
for you.
Good for my baby.
You know what? I like it when they work for you.
August. I'm trying to think. August, September, October, November, December, January. So, 6 months.
Get out. Really?
It's been some ups and downs. We'll get there at some point.
You've been with this girl longer than I've been at my day program.
I feel like there's more commitment between us.
Yeah, and there's probably more longevity to your commitment than mine.
But the one thing they both have in common is, in both cases, neither party was prepared for all the bullshit.
You know, I think that's probably like a description of a lot of relationships.
Yeah, I feel like I've been the one prepared the most for the bullshit.
Yeah,
I just wasn't prepared for the SAT words.
Well, I've been prepping you with those for years now. Every once in a while I throw out a word, and you and Joe cock your eyebrows at me like, what was that about?
Yes, but this is your country. This is your first language.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys will like this girl when you get to meet her at some point down the road. We got other things to get to. We'll get back to the scamming the scammers next week. Back to next week. Next week you'll meet Han.
Nice.
Yes, you'll
meet.
That's
right. We have a new girl.
Yeah, you'll meet Han.
I like when we get a new girl.
Yeah, me too. It's always exciting.
Yeah.
It's always like the first time all over again.
It is. You know, trying out all new things.
Yeah, so your group sucks. You need to find a new group.
Yeah.
No, seriously, this is terrible.
I'm not.
They need to put you on some type of program, some type of lifestyle program that will build up your immune system.
Well, we're going to talk about that on Saturday.
And this all started with the fucking flu shot. There you go.
I
that's another thing you got to talk to. You go, listen, not for nothing. Every year I get the flu shot. Every year I get the flu. Let's take a break. Like, if every time you dated a guy, he cheated on you, you would stop dating guys.
I don't know.
Well, if you were smart, you would. Yeah. It's not working. Maybe it's time to go lesbian.
It does. That doesn't. I'm not
going to school in Kentucky. I can do that if I want.
Lesbians cheat too, I'm sure.
No. Find people, the lesbian community.
No, that doesn't mean that they're bad people. It's just I'm saying that, you know, promiscuity cuts all corners.
Well, I'll tell you what. If the lesbians are cheating, I probably need to see it to believe it. So
you need to research that.
Yes.
Heavily.
Heavily. Repeatedly. In short intervals. At least every day.
And then have a sandwich and then maybe go back later.
Probably, yeah. Just to make sure I got the point.
Yeah, because there could be more information.
I am known for my investigative reporting.
Yeah, you are.
It would be wrong for me to cheat this problem. Two Lesbian Sheet, a Davin's Den exclusive investigation.
If you're into watching this, you should watch The L Word.
No, there was, don't want to watch The L Word.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of
soap
opera.
I'm not interested in that. I have my 90 Day Fiance for that. I have real people for fiancés. I don't need some scripted shit. I'm not 15. I don't need to watch 90210 or The L Word. If I'm watching scripted TV, it's either funny or somebody's dying. I don't need to watch relationship scripted TV.
At first it was much more interesting, and then once I was in, I just wanted to see the rest of it.
But it was much more interesting because there had never been a show featuring homosexuals in this way before.
Right, no, and I was just like, and this was just a whole other, the way they talked to each other and this whole world was...
Suck my dick! Well, yes, Mary, I will.
Well, they would always say, did you fuck her? And I'm like, I mean, it's my naivete, but I was just like, what is that? I mean, in heterosexual couples, that means PNV. It doesn't mean, like, if you said, did you fuck her? You don't mean oral. You don't mean petting. You don't mean a lot of other things.
See, here's where
you
I get through.
You mean PNV.
So I'll be talking to these scammers. They're playing a woman. Some of them might be women. I don't know. Some of them are probably dudes. So all of a sudden, like, sex will come up. And it'll be just like, all of a sudden, they'll say something, like, really crass. And it throws me because the real women in my life that I did. I just want you to take from behind and fuck me hard. I never had that girl. I know they're out there. I've just never had that one. So it's like when they do that, I'm like, huh, I wonder if it's that girl or if it's like the dude just like losing character for a minute.
It's like the porn version of the guy coming out like, well,
so it's like, well, I gotta go with this. Now's not the time to ask you, excuse me, are you erect right now? Because then it totally...
I know. Well, that would be like very strange and out of left field. I mean, it's not like guys have ever said, some pretty wild things, but I'm not privy to the bedroom antics of my girlfriends, but I can't picture, they're a bunch of charlatans, I really can't picture any of them going, yeah, fuck me hard against the counter, shove it in there hard as you can,
I think
a stick of butter,
I think my first reaction would be like, oh my, I just want to be held.
Could we cuddle a little first?
I think it depends on like where you're going to take that relationship, maybe. I don't know. Well, I think in a lot of ways it's harder to do with the person you live with. It's a lot easier to act that way if you think you're never going to see them again.
Right, because now you have to, like, in the morning go, oh, I just said that to you.
Yeah, isn't that like what the old Italians in the old country are like when they would come here to? Like, they would have, like, their wife.
And then they'd have the guma.
The guma, where they were like talking, like they would just...
That woman is a gymnast,
Yeah, but they can't talk to their wives like that. In a lot of ways, that makes sense to me, which is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, this is the mother of my children. This is my filthy whore,
Yes. Yes, but you're supposed to be the most, you're supposed to share everything with the mother of your children, quote unquote.
Right.
But I get the fact that that's a little much.
Well, because they...
we're going to share macaroni later. I don't feel comfortable talking to you this way.
Yeah, it's like, you're talking to my children and going, oh honey, you're such a sweet little girl. And this is the same woman that said, fuck me right in the pussy, last night. And it's like, it's hard for some people to reconcile that because of the puritanical views of sex that we have.
Yeah.
And I'm not pointing fingers at other people because...
I'm sticking them in other people. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing here. Use this. Use these! Stick it in your...
Oh, God.
Madam, would you like to place this inside you? One digit or two? Yeah. Three, madam. Ooh, a party girl.
A player.
The whole hand. Slow down, madam. I was not prepared. Let me unclasp my wristwatch.
Oh, I've lost jewelry that way.
I'm sure. It's like a treasure trove. Every time you're with a new woman, you're like, oh, what am I going to pull out? Sometimes it's a watch. Sometimes it's like an earring backing, which is always surprising. Sometimes it's scarves like a magician.
Those earring backs smart,
Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying.
Now, you'll watch like some videos. some adult content, and you'll be like, wow, that had to take a lot of practice to get all that in there. Because that's not day one.
Well, you know what? I'm afraid to, I'm not afraid to say. I'll say anything here. But I'm sad.
As well you should.
I'm sad to say that an image popped in, up in my head completely unbidden that was something that I saw while I was doing research for the show. And it was this one and I mean, because we were doing, you know, like Name That Orgasm. And so I'm looking specific for, you know, different ethnicities or countries and stuff. So I looked up. I wanted to try to find something, you know, like, did they specifically say Africa?
Sure.
Or, you know, specifically like Ghana or.
Yeah, that's how the game's played.
Yeah. Well, I was looking for stuff like that. And there was this one. I can't remember if it was a video or a picture. I think it was just a picture because...
Now you're just doing research for your own benefit.
No,
start going to photographs, that's not for us, dear.
No. Because when you know, they show you a picture of what you're about to see.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, oh, I have to watch this to listen to it, you know? Like,
I have to.
Well, yeah.
Dicking and screaming the whole way.
Well, there was one little white girl, and she was very petite. And I think they found the most endowed black dudes they could find.
Oh yeah, they ruined.
They were. No, I was like, she had her hand on one of them, and I mean, like, she had, like, she wasn't making a symbol for a tiny C with her hand.
It was a capital C.
It was a big capital C
for cock
that barely looked like it could close.
C is for cock, and cock is for me. Cocky, cocky, cocky starts with C.
Get that inside me. You know,
no, that was that's the Cookie Monster song.
Oh.
I just made it cocky.
Oh, you made it cocky.
I did. Oh. I just don't have a good Cookie Monster impression.
No, I don't either. Not, especially not today. But I was, so these were just the most tremendous things I've ever seen. And they're all standing around, you know.
All right, let's try this again. Sorry, everyone.
Hey, you know what? We're back, and that's all we can ask for.
Yeah, this has been a special night with the tech. All right, so if you're listening live, thank you guys for hanging out. We know we got some folks in the God damn it.
In the God damn it?
There we go. Hold on. Are you working now? I am really struggling with the tech tonight. There we go. Actually, yeah. I'm not struggling. The tech is struggling.
No, the equipment is being naughty.
All right. So we did a lot of a cock talk, more so than was scheduled. There wasn't our cock talk ready for that.
What? That wasn't on the schedule?
It most certainly was
not. It's always on my schedule.
It was not on mine.
Oh, all right. Sorry about
but,
that.
But I must turn my attention to something I hold very dear to my heart. What do I love? What gives me some more joy than pretty much anything?
Aerosmith.
Yes.
I knew that.
Yes, you did know that. I've flown across the country with you in hand.
Yeah.
I've hurdled small children to make flights to see this band.
You know, and those children are still traumatized.
I'm not the athlete I used to be, so they did get scraped with my balls on the top of their head.
But that part they liked.
Yeah, I hope so.
It was the screaming while you were doing the hurdles.
I must call out my bands. You know, it pains me to do so.
You know what? I'm kind of shocked.
Why?
Aerosmith is going to be the subject of a use tag. Well, I don't know what it is that they've done to get your displeasure, but they must be pretty bad.
I will play.
You're a pretty loyal fan.
I'm a very loyal fan.
Yeah.
But but they're not my boyfriends.
No.
It's like I always say about the politicians, not dating them.
You stink.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, wow. I think equipment's working right. All right. So here's the deal. My favorite band in the world. So when we saw them, we saw the full band together.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, the drummer, Joey Kramer, suffered some type of injury.
Oh.
Yeah. That was supposedly minor, so they had his, like, tech fill-in for a little bit.
Right.
And I thought Joey Kramer came back.
Oh, not? No?
I don't know. Because now he's suing to get back into the band.
What?
All right, so let me go over this story. Yeah, her jaw is dropped. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't know anything about this.
So, so let's see. On the grounds that they've prevented him performing with them, TMZ reports that it stems from a shoulder injury Kramer suffered last April. Thank God we saw them before that.
I know.
Described at the time as minor, which caused him to miss the last few dates of the first half of Aerosmith's Deuces Are Wild Las Vegas residency. Fucking great show.
Yes, amazing.
So he was replaced by his drum tech, John Douglas. According to the report, Kramer was required to audition earlier this month by drumming along with a click track. So that's a track. The band wouldn't even be with him to audition. So he's got to audition to get back in his band, his spot, with a click track, and then the other four members of Aerosmith will listen and decide if it's up to snuff.
That's degrading.
So the band's determined that he did not have enough energy.
Whoa.
Yeah. So as a result, Kramer will not be performing with the band in the near future. That includes Music Cares Person of the Year benefit concert this weekend, the Grammys telecast, where Aerosmith's scheduled to perform, Walk This Way with Run DMC. By the way, Run DMC is not Run DMC anymore. One of the guys died a few years ago.
Right. So they're more like Walk DMC.
Anyway.
They're older.
Yeah. Plus the Vegas residency resumes again January 29th. TMZ notes that in addition to Kramer being required to pay his replacement $10,000 a week for rehearsals and $20,000 a week for performances.
What?
$30,000. I guess they have it where the band members pay for their own replacements.
That I don't like. So if you were on a baseball team and you were on.
So apparently they have it where they got to pay for their own replacements.
I don't know if the listeners heard this or not because we froze, but it's like, so like if a baseball player is on the DL, it's like they have to pay for the guy that is playing for them, like while they're out hurt?
Yeah, but they're also owners, so I don't know. It's weird.
I don't get that.
So the drummer has experienced significant repercussions to his health from all the stress. Now, Joey did have a breakdown. If you read his biography, he did have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, how long ago was that?
In this millennium.
Wow.
Which led to hospital stay in November. He's hoping the lawsuit will return his place back in the band and prevent irreparable harm to his career. He's got no career without this band.
This is what he does.
He tells TMZ, being prohibited from playing with a band that I have given 50 years of my life to supporting is beyond devastating. This is not about money. I'm being deprived of the opportunity to be recognized along with my peers for our collective lifetime contributions to the music industry. Neither the Music Cares Person of the Year Award nor the Grammy's Lifetime Achievement Honors can ever be repeated. He's
right.
Got a point. I hope our fans can understand that all I'm trying to do is get back to playing with the band that they love, and that's Aerosmith with all five original members. The greatest magic and success of Aerosmith happens when all the band's founding members are together in the house. He was removed. He says he was removed from his rightful place on stage to celebrate their success, a success that he acknowledges a lifetime of work. Sources close to the band tell TMZ Kramer was given multiple opportunities to rejoin the group over the last several months, but always backed out. We're told Joey finally recorded a tape for Steven, Joe, Tom, and Brad here earlier this month, but they didn't feel, like I said, his drumming was up to par. The band feels that it's no coincidence that he's filing suit now that he just wants to be on TV. Even though there's a conflict with the group, we're told Joey, it's a brotherhood, and Joey's part of that brotherhood, and it's still open to him rejoining the band in the coming months, as long as his drumming skills return to full potential. Joey's legal team made her. All right, so that's where we say, all right, let me touch on this. First of all, they've had various members out due to illness and drugs, whatever. Like, I saw them, and I want to say Tom Hamilton was having throat issues. He had he was battling cancer at one point, and
yeah.
I saw them. And it was very interesting because they did not put the spotlight on the guy. He was just, like, standing in the back. It's like, really, dude? The guy's on stage with you.
I know, but he's a fill-in.
If you see Aerosmith now, I got news for you. Steven Tyler's not hitting all the notes. They have very prominently displayed background singers.
Yeah.
So Steven Tyler's not what Steven Tyler was back in the day.
No.
I feel like when we saw Cheap Trick, there was a backup drummer off to the side,
yeah,
too. I feel Mr. Big. I feel like the guy's name is Peter Torpey. I feel like the guy's name. I might be wrong on that. Anyway, the drummer was suffering with Parkinson's. This was going to be his last leg. But they brought another drummer along, and the guy would play a couple of songs with them. Def Leppard, the drummer loses his goddamn arm.
Yeah.
And they reconfigure everything because it is a brotherhood, and he is part of the band. So now he's a one-armed drummer who drums with two legs. And they figured it out. You know what? If your brotherhood is a little off-step, you figure it out. You put another drummer on stage.
Yeah.
You put some background tracks. All these bands are doing it. Kiss is touring. I saw them with background singers and everything. Apparently, Paul Stanley's lip-syncing. And this is really... people want to see the original band.
Yes.
We're willing to deal with the fact that you guys are in your 70s now and can't do it the way you used to do it. I don't want to fly out to Vegas and see somebody else when I have the opportunity to see the original five.
Yeah.
If somebody can't do it because they're injured or they're sick or they're in rehab, okay, I'm going to see it. But if you're both being a bunch of little bitches about it.
Yeah.
That's not good enough. Up to snuff? What is Steven Tyler's not doing backflips anymore. I've seen Steven Tyler since the early 90s. Religiously, I've seen the band since the early 90s.
Yeah.
Still great. He's not doing the same show he used to do.
No.
It's a great show we
it's
saw.
It's still a great show.
But there are concessions to your age. What right. What do you... He's not drumming with the energy. Yes, when Joey Kramer's on his game, it's great. But we're not there to see him for the end. We just want to see him there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, how... I mean, unless it was something really terrible, how
you could, you know, we don't know.
I don't know.
You can make up for that. Put the other drummer on stage. You want Joey to pay the tech to be on stage for some of the stuff,
right?
To fill in, so where Joey Kramer is a little off.
Well, you know what? There's plenty of bands that have two drummers.
Yeah,
you know, so he could supplement. The tech, I mean, but you know what really slices my dough is the fact that they're not going to have him for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, the Grammys.
The Grammy
Lifetime Cover? Achievement Award for the Grammys.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
How do you do that?
How do you do this to this guy?
Don't tell me you're a brotherhood.
No, because that's horseshit.
You're a business. Bon Jovi's a business. Bon Jovi runs the band. Bon Jovi pays everybody else.
Yep.
But he's very open about that.
Right.
This is the I'm the band.
Yep.
This is the business. I love these guys. I'm running shit here.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Def Leppard's a brotherhood.
Right.
Mr. Big was a brotherhood.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They had somebody was down and out. They rallied around.
Yeah. Well, Def Leppard was really, really an extraordinary case of guys stepping up and going, look, you know, the guy lost his arm through no fault of his own. And it's like, we're going to figure this out because we like this dude.
And they came back, and that was their biggest album.
Better.
It was their biggest album of all time. That was the Hysteria album.
And everybody loved them for doing that.
They came back off of Pyromania, which was a very good album, very well received. And they came back with Hysteria, which is their biggest album, one of the biggest rock albums ever. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Love Bites, Rocket, just hit after hit off that. And they did it with a one-armed drummer. Why? Because they didn't want to leave him behind.
I know, which is amazing. And you know, it's like...
And they didn't have 50 years invested. They probably had about a decade invested.
Yeah, but he really, really was their brother. You
know
what I mean?
So this is why I have to call my band out on the carpet. Is this worthy of a you stink?
It's totally worthy of a you stink. I'm really annoyed about the, you know, they're going to get these great achievement awards, and they're going to go, you know, you're not quite drumming as hard as you... Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be what it is. It's got to be like he's not hitting it as hard. Listen, Joey Kramer's a vicious fucking drummer when he's on his game. He's not the best drummer ever, but he's a big part of the sound. You still have the sound. You still have the tracks. If this tech is good enough to play on stage with you, he's good enough to play a little off to the right.
Yes, exactly.
If I paid that money, thank God we saw them when we did, because if I paid that money and I knew the guy wanted to play... And
they wouldn't let him in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he's just ruining the whole show, which, I mean, I know the drummer keeps the beat. I know it's important. But you're not telling me he can't keep the beat. You're telling me the energy. He's not dancing all around.
No.
He's not Tommy Lee, you know, swirling around over the audience and everything, doing 360s. He's sitting there. He's hitting. He's got his 70-year-old flabby arms going. And then that's what it is. That's what we want. We're not even paying attention to him half the time. But we want to know he's there.
Right. I mean, like, drummers wear out pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of
their shoulders.
Well, yeah, their shoulders. They're you know, it's sort of like they're the washers in a faucet.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a little drippage because it just can't keep that tight seal.
And this tells you
all those years.
What a bunch of motherfuckers. You would normally think, all right, this has got to be just Tyler and Perry. No, they're all doing it.
They're all
a bunch of motherfuckers.
Really? I mean, because I totally understand you, because as a fan, I understand if somebody is screwing up to the point where they're just like, they're so sloppy on stage, they're drunk, they're falling down drunk, you know, they're ruining performances.
You know who can't sing anymore? Vince Neil. Still going to see him. David Lee Roth can't sing anymore. He's still doing it. I'm not going to see him, but people are still doing it. And you notice when the singer can't sing.
Oh, no, you do really notice. It's like, I've seen Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shows where the singer can't sing anymore. painful shit to watch. But
one of the claims to fame of Aerosmith is we're the only band out there with all five original members from this era.
Right, right.
As opposed to Foreigner, which has one original member on occasion, which I also saw. I mean, it's like, come on, guy. I mean, this is just, and to deny him from the Grammys.
That's low.
It's Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's low. I'm flabbergasted. I didn't hear any of this before.
But, I mean, this band has made bad decisions before. I mean, they did a halftime show with Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
So, they are not immune to the bad decisions.
No, but I'm just like, if I was flying across the country and I knew they all could be together,
right?
But they're not together.
Yeah.
And what did we pay those? What did we pay? $300 a ticket for something?
It was a lot.
And we did not have great seats. I mean, it's a very small theater.
No.
So our seats were fine.
But they were not the expensive ones. They weren't front row center. Those were extraordinary.
I feel like they're screwing the fans.
I do, too. I particularly for the award show.
Yeah. We want to. Because if you're a fan, unless you're a new fan, they got some new fans. But most of the fans have been there either through the 70s or the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know how many new fans they picked up in the early, maybe in the
maybe
early
in
90s.
The early
After
90s.
That, though, they weren't picking up too many new fans.
Not
unless,
now.
Unless parents were introducing it to their kids.
Right, but not now.
Right.
But, you know,
they've been on the journey. They want to, they're like, yeah, it was the Blue Jean Army. I think that's what they would call themselves.
Oh, I didn't know
the
that.
Blue Jean, yeah, because like there was like the Kiss Army, and then all this Aerosmith fans were like, it was a Blue Denim or Blue Jean Army. They were all like the denim and everything. So there's people that have been with this band since 1970.
Yeah.
Or from the late 80s, whatever it is, and they want to
celebrate with them.
It's like when Derek Jeter goes into the Hall of Fame. Yes, yeah. It's his honor, but we kind of feel pride too because that's our guy.
That's
We saw every at bat, Aerosmith. We saw every hit. We saw every rehab. Yeah, we saw every. You know,
oh, Captain, my captain.
The guy's alive.
Yeah.
If he's dead, we want to remember him and honor him, but he's alive. No. Put him on the fucking stage.
No, that's some bullshit.
All right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I feel the same pain. It's like, you know, I understand. I understand that there's some Lewis and Martin mashups where people just learn to hate each other.
But that, apparently that's not the case.
And they can't. But if that, but you know, they're saying, oh, we're brothers. Except he's just not hitting it as hard as he used to. Really? Really? You're putting him out to pasture?
I feel that they're never supportive of each other when they're down. I feel like when Perry was having his problems, they kind of left him alone. When Steven Tyler has his various problems, they leave him alone. I got to tell you, if this is a brotherhood, I want another family.
Yeah.
It seems like they're only a brotherhood in good times.
They're not really supportive of one another. And that's very disappointing.
They're brothers, but not close.
I know this is naive, but it's like I'm the kind of fan that, like, I loved the Beatles, and I didn't want to read the stuff about them arguing and the real life business problems between.
I get
them.
That.
I wanted to see them in, you know, Hard Day's Night and Help, being buddies and making good music and hanging together and being funny and, you know, having a good time. I don't want to see Let It Be and watching their personal relationships disintegrate.
Oh, I didn't mean to ruin Aerosmith for you.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Pip. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh. I ruined him. I ruined Zombo, as Joe would say.
No, you didn't ruin it for me. It's just I'm really disappointed that that's really the relationship that they have.
Yeah.
You know,
and that, the next time they are all together and you see Steven Tyler go up on the drum riser by Joey Kramer,
it's fake.
Yeah, you're going to get, what a bunch of fake motherfuckers.
It's all show.
Yeah.
Don't pretend you're being buddies and you're
It ruins it.
It does. I want the damn illusion that the guys in the band are buds. I love one of the particular things that I love as a fan, amongst many things of seeing shows, is I like it when the guys in the band say something to one another on stage and they crack up.
Yeah.
They could be talking about the big boobies on the girl in the front row. I don't care what they're talking about. They're enjoying their time and that makes me enjoy it.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about going to see Pearl Jam. Why did I get interested in Pearl Jam? I have a bunch of their albums, but like I've said before, all the songs sound the same to me. It's because I listen to their live concerts on their Sirius XM station. Like, huh. They seem like they're having a good time, and every concert's kind of unique. And that's like so many concerts I've listened to. And then somebody who works in the ticketing industry's like, yeah, you should see it. It's a great show. It's one of those bands. It's because you want to see the show where they all get along and everything.
Yeah, you want to see.
Or if you're not getting along, I want to fucking taste the animosity.
I want to be in the thick of it.
Yeah, I want you guys on opposite sides of the stage, nowhere near each other, where you're just like, tonight could be the night. Which is what Aerosmith has been there in the past.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I really liked that Soundgarden were really brothers, you know? They were tight. They, you know.
See, I don't mind that it's basically John Bon Jovi and the people that work for him. I don't mind it. That being said, once Richie Sambora left, I didn't feel the same need to go as much.
No, well, I mean, like, you know, my boy Steve Winwood, he's not, like, he doesn't have that kind of relationship, I don't believe, with the other people in the band. I mean, he respects them as good players, but he's the boss.
But you felt like Bruce Springsteen was the boss, but he had a good relationship with the E Street Band.
Sure, like sure.
So, yeah, so that's why Aerosmith has gotten a you stink.
Yeah, and they deserve it. Damn.
All right.
Sorry, dude.
That's so. The next thing I will talk about, and then we will take our first break, and you know, hope shit works. it's like I'm doing the show, and I got one eye on the tech shit, which is never a good thing.
No.
So this is we're gonna tell a little scammer story.
Ooh. Wait.
But not of me scamming the scammer story.
I know, but I don't have any popcorn.
Well, it's probably the worst case ever.
Oh.
Well, short of death.
Oh my God.
Short of death.
Oh, this sounds fascinating. Tell me.
What's the only type of stories I bring to the table, dear?
I know.
It can't all be about massive cock. Although I wish.
That's what I bring to the table. Whump.
Poosh. That's why the equipment's not working. You put it right down on the computer.
Sorry about busting up the computer.
So, I get a call when I'm in the Bahamas. Do you work with Nigerian scammers? I'm like, well, what do you mean by work with?
Yeah, that's
big. It's like a text. I'm like, well, and then she's like, do you work with the authorities? I go, I know some authorities.
Yeah.
I go, but I can't really talk now. I'm in the Bahamas. Hit me up when I'm in town. So I, so her neighbor, this is a very expensive town in Bergen County.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy used to live there.
Uh-huh.
In this neighborhood. Athletes live there.
Gotcha.
In this particular house where the neighbor lives, Sarah Vaughan lived there. Do you know Sarah Vaughan?
Yeah.
She is a 4-time Grammy Award winner, jazz musician, including a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
So she's a big... So this is her house.
Wow.
This is not her family, but the family moved... So I think this is the family after. Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was starting out, I want to say in the early 80s, stayed in this house for a time, because it was at one point it was owned by... or a famous bodybuilder was staying there.
No kidding.
Yeah. So this house has some history to it. You know, multi-million-dollar houses are in this neighborhood.
Yeah, nice neighborhood. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Nice neighborhood.
So my friend lives across the street.
Okay.
So these neighbors... This man, 86-year-old man, has to leave his house. His wife died a few years ago.
Oh.
So what? Why does he have to leave the house? Well, the state owns it, or the county owns it. What is it, the sheriff's? The bank owns it.
Well, it could be the bank, the sheriff's.
Somebody owns it now, and they have to get out.
Oh, man.
Why do they get out? Because he sent money to Nigerian scammers.
No,
to scammers.
No.
So here's this story. So I was just there to... because they're trying to get rid of stuff. So I picked up a couple weights.
Yeah.
You know, and I picked up a ladder and every, you know.
Yeah.
But they're selling everything because they got to get, because I guess the sheriff said, you got to get in the garage, but can't anything be in the house now.
Oh, my God.
So I'm there on, like, the last night after my show.
Right.
In town. Well, you know, a couple towns over. I was working locally. Great weekend. So I'm talking to the son.
Right.
Because he wanted to pick my brain. So, you know, help you anyway I can. He might actually come on the show at some point.
Okay.
It's just such an interesting story. So it turns out his father lost millions.
No.
Millions of dollars.
Ugh.
Started sending money in what year do you think?
Oh, I'm scared. Millions of dollars? Like 2000?
2005.
Okay.
On a gold bar scam.
Oh, no.
The son told me it's like morphed into like a Brazilian almond farm at times.
Oh, boy.
Father still being scammed.
Oh, no.
Today as we speak, still being scammed.
Oh, my God.
Still sending money.
No.
So there are bags of receipts from Western Union and MoneyGram.
Oh, God.
And he sent money to Ghana and Senegal that I know of.
Right.
And at one point, the father, I guess the son, is at Chase Bank And the teller goes, yeah, I thought it was a scam. What?
What?
You thought it was a scam and you didn't
say anything?
And so I asked my bank today. I'm like, you know, if you thought somebody was being scammed, you would say something. Like, yeah. Like, we can't really stop them. It's their money. But we've stopped people going, you know what? I wouldn't do that. This doesn't seem right. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
So after all this happens, I'm like, well, you got an interesting cause of action there. You got to investigate that. And then he's like, well, my father just opened up like a new bank account. Why would he do that? He doesn't have any money. I go, it sounds like, you know, if he's got no more money, the scammers are going to use him to launder money now. Oh. They're going to funnel money through that bank account in the United States and send it to wherever they want to send it to launder money. So this is, yeah, I mean, this, it's heartbreaking. So I tell the father, I go, here, I give him some information. The son, excuse me. I tell us, first thing you got to do, you got to cut your dad off from this stuff. Yeah. You got to take away his computer. He can't have a smartphone because at this point, this many years in, you're talking 15 years in, he's addicted.
He is addicted.
And I get that. And I explain, I go, listen, I get it when I'm dealing with my scammers. I know what the hell's going on, but I still get that little rush, that little heroin into the veins. Oh, yeah. Somebody's paying attention. You just
Gavin's looking for a good vein right now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
None. They've all collapsed.
Between the toes.
Yes. Well, what? Huh?
Oh, that, nobody can see the tracks.
Oh, thank you.
I watch a lot of TV.
Uh-huh. Right. But I get that. I'm like, listen, he's not going to stop on his own at this point.
Is he? Does he have dementia?
The son's like, you know, I don't know. He might. But I don't know if he had it 15 years ago when he started. Because, like, the father will tell us, oh, you should have seen what I seen on American Greed. And he's like, you're watching this shit.
And you're not, like, internalizing any of the messages?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
I'm like, the first thing you got to do, and the son's smart. He now has all the emails coming to the son, too, so the son could see. And the African guy's like, no, you need to, you know, whatever African voice, I can't do. You got to send the money. Yeah, like I go, yeah, they're into him. They're not going to let him go. Knowing how much your father's already given away, they probably know where he lives. They probably know everything about. And I go, and here's the thing: he's scared to bring him into his own house. I think he's going to be living with a friend now. You don't want to bring it into your own house. I'm like, you need to take away your dad's computer. You need to take away the phones. He can't be online. He can't be trusted because if he's online, these guys are going to find him.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to find each other. I said, the next thing you got to do is you got to go through the bags of the receipts. You need to put them in chronological order and company order. Yeah. So you go 2005, this is MoneyGram, this is Western Union. Fortunately, some of the names are bullshit like Joe Smith.
Yeah.
But some of the names are African names. I go, that's good.
That's good because those are real people.
Yeah, there's a chance you might be able to track them down. I go, once you do that, Once you get your dad isolated, once you go through the stuff, then you got to get yourself a banking attorney who's familiar with international law.
Yeah.
Because you got to find out what's going on. Because especially if this money laundering's going on, because you want to find out what he's responsible for and what he's not responsible for.
Has he and protect him because he might have done crimes.
We don't know.
You know.
And then after all that, I said, then you got to contact local law enforcement. I said, the thing that you have going for you, you have a couple things going for you. First of all, there's so much money that it could peak law enforcement.
Right.
They don't get the millions of dollars ones every day. They get $1,500, $10,000, $12,000.
They might feel sorry, but they're not going to trace that down because it's much more work than
millions of dollars going on since 2005.
Jesus.
I go, here's what else you got going for you.
He lost his house.
Here's what else you got going for you. The fact, if you could get media attention just about on the story alone, but the fact that there are celebrities tied to this piece of property, that there are pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger in this house.
Yeah.
Like, you can come forth with pictures of Schwarzenegger in the house, which now the county or the bank owns. It's like, you can get media attention. So even if the law enforcement doesn't pick it up, the media might pick it up, and then law enforcement might pick it up. So you do have an outside shot. I go, you know, also, Western Union has that settlement, which he didn't know about. I go, the time to submit is closed, but they will still accept certain other things. Maybe this meets that.
Yeah.
But.
Damn.
That's insane.
And how tragic that. That, you know, that the family wasn't aware of what he was up to for all that time.
Apparently the son had no idea. The mother might have had some idea.
And, I, you know, but there's a lot of pride involved with people who have always run their own affairs.
Well, that's why I said, I go, listen, I go, this is going to be pride. I go, don't be get upset about your dad. I go, I understand why you would be, but he's lost. And I compare my friends of Trump support. I go, close your ears for this. I don't want to fight with you. but as I've compared on this show multiple times, scammers and how they operate and how Donald Trump operates. Yeah. It's like, you know, you can come forth to your dad with all this information that shows this is all bullshit. Same thing you can with Trump supporters. You could show and go, no, this isn't right. It doesn't matter. They're too far in.
Yeah.
They can't be wrong. Every fiber of them has to be right.
They're really invested in being correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, is, on one hand, is sweet. You know, like I've talked about, I'm never really that invested in anything. I just called out my favorite band, which I love.
But for good reason.
But still.
It didn't give you pleasure to do so.
No. But if I was like all the way, like, oh, give me all five of their cocks, I would never like, well, this must be wrong. This is obviously fake news. Joey's still injured. That's the only reason he's not on stage. Yeah. You know, if I was like, so like, oh, no, in my perfect world, there can be nothing wrong with my heroes.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck with give me all five of their cocks. That was kind of an out there statement from you.
But is it really? Isn't it more true to character than we let on?
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, there's five of them, dear.
And our next segment, actually, Davin comes out.
Well, maybe. Stick around.
Oh, wow.
If I can get the tech to work.
It's going to be a monumental evening.
Most certainly will. So
that's really terrible.
Yes, but I told him, I go, you don't have to. I'd love to have you on. It's a very interesting story. You could certainly help people.
Yes, and open up some people's eyes about, you know, what their parents might be getting into.
Yeah, anybody. It doesn't have to be your parents.
No, but I mean, just, you know, the elder population in particular is really vulnerable to the scammers, as we found. And
no, but believe it or not, young people actually are, but old people lose more.
They lose more because
they have more.
Their life savings goes out the window when they get hooked. Yeah, so I'm not saying that they're the only ones, but I mean, especially if you have people who are, you know, they're widows or widowers, they're lonely, they have their life savings and, you know, they're not going out rocking and rolling, and they're at home and they're looking at the computer and hears this friendly voice, and they're more, you know, vulnerable to that sort of suggestion. I feel fairly bad for this family.
Yeah, well, it's millions. I don't think I've heard of millions before.
No, I can't imagine.
Maybe if he wants to come on, I'll have him on. He was very happy with the information I gave him. Like, I'm sorry, I don't have better news for you, but I go, at least now you have a roadmap.
Something to start with.
Yeah. But I said, I said, you got the most important, you got to get your dad isolated. And he's going to be pissed at you. He can't be trusted to be on the computer because they will find each other.
This is much bigger than taking away his car keys, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's got to get this locked down.
Yeah. All right.
Ready?
Well, all right. So on the break, fingers crossed. We got new music from Tom Auton. I see what they did there now.
I do, too.
I did not originally, but I do now.
And then you said it out loud, it's like, oh.
Oh, you're very crafty. Tom Auton with Blues Train and Richard Ryan with Louisiana. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. We're going to take a short break. We'll play the music. We'll come back. Dave Harris will be joining us on the phone to talk about a deaf man suing Pornhub. Don't go.